Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omi and Kasevin in the house, the advisor you want, and the advocate you certainly need. I'd like to thank you for joining us this evening on our fourth segment, dealing with how to pay homage to Orumala, Almighty God. We'd like to thank those new listeners for joining us, and if you haven't already requested to be a friend, please do so. You can also phone in at 646-478-0270. Drop me an email if you're requesting to be a friend. And for those friends that are continuing to join us, we'd like to thank you. We'd like to let you know that this show is underwritten by Project 2019. We are a family and consumer show, and we'd like to thank you for being a part of our show. And we're covering neophyte training. If you will just go along with me as I begin to play faith as a tool for understanding how we access our ancestors. Faith, the power of faith, is what we're going to need. Join me as we celebrate our faith in our ancestors.
Every day, from the moment I
Yes, our faith is strong, and it is our ancestral song, ladies and gentlemen. You want to remember that. Have a song that you can identify with that will bring you in to the service of meditation and of doing your rituals. Now, I'm going to look to my east, to my west, and my south, and I'm going to see if there's an elder that can give me permission to proceed on with the show. Do I see an elder in the audience? I think I do. I'm going to have to ask this elder if I have permission to speak. Elder, do I have permission to speak?
Yes, you do have permission to speak.
Thank you so very much. Now I'm going to go over to my Baba Law and get myself all cleaned up, ladies and gentlemen. If you bear with me, I'm going to be purified. Will you purify me, Elder?
Yes, the purification will begin. To the north, to the south,
west,
and to the east. The purification has begun.
Thank you very much for that purification. Ladies and gentlemen, I think I'm fit now to start this proceeding. I'd like for you all to bow your heads with me as we proceed on in the segment of the show where we offer up a talking cure. This is a talking cure that will help those who might be injured in their mind, mentally, from the middle passage slavery, to here and now in our current situation who might need to reconnect back to themselves and their ancestors. Join with me as I proceed on. Ladies and gentlemen, it is important for you to understand that we are marking this ground as holy ground. We are inviting the ancestors in and asking them to come and be a part of our ceremony. And the ancestors have been summoned. Ancestors, you are welcome here. I'd like to pay homage to Oladuruma Re, which is the Godhead, Alede. I'd like to pay homage to Olurum and then to my Ori. I pay homage to you, Ori. I pay homage to you, Ori. And as I call in the ancestors, please, ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we'd like for the room to be quiet as we summon the ancestors and continue with the ritual. You can follow along with this segment of the show. We ring a bell to call our ancestors. Ancestors from the east, ancestors from the north, ancestors from the south, and ancestors from the north, please come and join us. If you're out in the lagoon, please come and be with us. If you're out in the ocean, please come and stop with us. If you're in the middle passage, still pressing your way through, please come and be with us. We summon you, your ancestors. Come quickly, ancestors. Ancestors to my right. Ancestors to my left. Ancestors to my east. Ancestors to my north. Come and be with us. You are definitely welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, in this manner, summon your ancestors. And remember that you must call the names of your ancestors. And at this portion of the segment of the show, we will call our heroes and sheroes and our personal ancestors. And know that they are polite creatures. They will not barge in. You must invite them in. I like to call the names of our heroes and sheroes as we go down this journey at this particular moment. The name of Madam C.J. Walker, and I say, Ashe. Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., Ashe. I'd like to call Coretta Scott King, Ashe. Malcolm X, Ashe. I'd like to call Marian Anderson, Ashe. I call the name of Scott Joplin, Ashe. Sojourner Truth, Ashe. W.E.B. Du Bois, Ashe. Louis Armstrong, Ashe. Leontine Price, Ashe. Langston Hughes, Ashe. Nat Turner, Ashe. Rosa Parks, Ashe. Jackie Robinson, Ashe, and Zora Neale Hurston, Ashe. At this particular time, ladies and gentlemen, you want to call your personal ancestors, and you will also pay homage to your Ori. At this particular moment, you will pay homage to Orumala, who is a prophet of this earth, the African prophet who came. You will pay homage to Oladulamare, which is the god of the universe, and Ilede, which is the god of the rim, the outer courts of heaven. We call forth those foes, and we ask them to be present here with us today. My Ori, if I am to have good success, I am to pay homage to you. My Ori, if I am to have good fortune, I pay homage to you. It is Ori that will go all the way with you this evening, ladies and gentlemen. if none other will follow and continue to assist you, you can call on your Ori today for assistance, ladies and gentlemen. It is your Ori who is found to go all the way. I'd like to call on my father's spirit, Robert Jenkins, Shay, Clara Mae Jenkins, Shay, Tommy P. Harvey, Shay, Emmanuel Day, Shay, Eugene Lilly, Shay, Mary Lou Hawkins, Shay, George Lilly, Shay, Sam Lilly, Shay, Essie Lee Pope, Shay, Marvin Jenkins, Shay, Robert Jr. Jenkins, Shay, Michelle Harvey, Shay, Isa Lilly, Shay, Bessie Lilly, Shay, Michelle Lilly, Shay, Ruby Bracken, Shay. That concludes the naming ceremony of our ancestors who we have summoned here to pay homage to. We do not worship our ancestors. We commune with them. Let us commune with you on this day, ancestors, and show us the way to reconnect. As we summon you here and invite you here, may we forevermore remember that it is up to the living to stay in touch with the dead. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes the naming ceremony of our ancestors, but I'd like to remind you, you must take affirmations and pledges. You must include those in your rituals, and you must have rituals, and you must continue to teach your children that it is important for us to resurrect our ancestors on a day-to-day basis. I'd like to read you the Black Family Pledge, written by Dr. Maya Angelou. The Black Family Pledge. Because we have forgotten our ancestors, our children no longer give us honor. Because we have lost the path, our ancestors clear, kneeling, and in perilous undergrowth. Our children can no longer hear us crying. Because we have abandoned our wisdom of mothering and fathering, our befuddled children give birth to children they neither want nor understand. Because we have forgotten how to love the adversity within our gates and hold up the mirror of the world shouting, regard the loveliest, regard the loveliest. Therefore, we pledge to bind ourselves to one another, to embrace each other with the lowliest of kind, to keep companion with our lowliest, to educate our illiterate, to feed our starving, to clothe our ragged, and to do all good things knowing that we are more than keepers of our brothers and sisters. In fact, we are our brothers and sisters. In honor of those who toil and employ with God with golden tongue, and gratitude to the same God who brought us out hopeless desolation, we make this pledge here today. Our Father, we pray here before you. Let us bow our heads. We stand before you, Most High Creator, with a bowed head and humble hearts. We ask you to search our hearts. If there be any wicked way in our heart, any ought that we may have against our brothers and sisters, let us beg their pardon and ask for forgiveness. Before we come before you, Lord, let us search ourselves to find any gall in our heart, because we know that there's no good thing about this flesh. No, not one. We ask that you will begin to speak to every family that's represented here today, every household that is standing before you. We ask that you will provide the necessary goods for those households, the financial means that they need, and most of all, the love that reconnects us back to one another. Help us to be mindful that the family is the closest thing to you, Heavenly Father. Help us to understand that the child is at the center. Help us to know our places as a woman. Help us to understand that we're equal beside our men kind, and that we are the helpmate that you created for our men. Help us to encourage our men to step out front. With our assistance, we can make things happen. We collaboratively work with you, Ori, on one accord. When we pray, we are praying to you, Ori, our higher self. Help us to understand that there's no spook God out in the atmosphere that we are summoning to do anything for us. We are not Martians. We are not aliens, but just aliens passing through. We are not from this continent, and we've come a long way here to this earth. Help us to be more than just earth kind. Help us to be that special person that God has set aside. And we know that it was Orumala who witnessed our inception and knew exactly why we came here to this earth. Help us to remember our destiny and our purpose so that we are about our Father's business, fulfilling our purpose and our destiny. Help us to understand that we are not to buy into material things. Do not allow our children to be connected and tied to bondage of material things. Help them to find the richer things in life, and that is to know thyself and to know that the richness of our connectedness is what makes us rich, our resources. Help us to tap into our resources and empower us, great one. Empower us with the ability to attract that to us which we call forth, and repel anything out there that may be devices that will keep us from prospering. Help us to perfect and be more perfecting. Help each and every one of us to come into our own understanding of who you are. As we press you forward every day, great one, help us to press you forward so that the man can see you shining through us, the Godhead. Help us to understand that fairy tales are for children. And when we were children, we took up the thing of children. And now that we're older, we put away the things of a child. And now we gravitate to the things that are real and the unseen. Help us to understand that the wind and nature is who we gravitate to, who we worship. Because the wind can give us a sign. The wind can speak to us. We are not praying to an alien God. We're not hoping to go to a heaven far away somewhere. We're making heaven right here on earth. Let a man know that through the legs of a woman, he enters heaven each night. Let a man know that his woman is the one to bring church to him. And if there ever was a church, he will find it through his woman. Let a man know that a woman is the most spiritual side to the Creator, the Almighty, the Ladula Moray. Help a man to understand that he can do nothing outside of himself without the helpmate that you have created for him. Help us to labor together on one accord because a man is our best friend and we are our black male's best friend. Help us to understand the structure of the family. Help us to be able to teach the world once again how the family socializes the world. Africans, be who you are. Don't be confused today, and don't wonder what is right. Do not be a double-minded man, because a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Seek ye out the truth, and the truth will be revealed to you. You will be given an inner witness by God. Call on your ancestors today. Call on your ancestors, and they will pick you up, and they will show themselves strong in your life. It is the ancestors that have the most invested interest in you. You're the sum total of why they came. Remember that when we go out to the ocean to cast our fruit to the ocean and pour libation, we pour libation to the west, to the east, to the north, and the south, and we summon the ocean to come and help us. We summon the coyote to come and help us. We summon the fox to come and help us. They are our friend. We are their friend. I am the coyote. The coyote is who I am. We are connected. We are connected to nature. Let us connect back to our higher selves today. Show us the way, great ancestors. Show us how to get back to ourselves, because we have become lost in a dark pit of hell. Bring us up out of the pit today. Show us how to reconnect to our higher selves. Let us most of all reunite and take up fellowship with our ancestors to commune with them once again. We thank you for this opportunity, most great one. The all, the unseen one, we thank you for reminding us how to pray and when to pray. Let us be mindful that prayer is ordained, and we're all been called to be worshipers and be evangelists. We thank you for what you've already done and for what you're about to do for us. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable, O Almighty, in thy sight, my Lord, my strength, and my Redeemer. And we ask these prayers in your name, that you will be the one to help us see more clearly. You will open our eyes. Open our eyes so that we can see. Thank you, Almighty One. We bless you, we praise you, and we magnify you and give you all the highest praise. To God be the glory. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for participating in that prayer with me. And if you have not forgotten and gone back to the pre-recording, you definitely want to write down the allegiance of the flag. Here's to this flag of mine, the red, black, and green. Hopes in its future bright, Africa has seen. Here's to the red of it, great nations shall know of it in time to come. Red, black shall flow of it. Historians shall write of it, great flag of mine. Here's to the black of it, 400 million back of it, whose destiny depend on it, the red, black, and green of it, O flag of mine. Here's to the green of it, young men shall or dream of it, face shot and shell of it, and maidens shall sing of it, waving so high. Here's to the whole of it, colors broad and pole of it, pleased is my soul with it, regardless of what is told of it. Now thanks to God for giving it this great flag of mine. I'd like to add a blessing to this pledge, and those who have compelled and put this together, we like to sanction this as holy grounds here and now. You are standing on holy grounds, ladies and gentlemen. So whatever prayers you need, whatever you need to get to you, you have to give out and give in. You cannot get anything into a closed hand. This is a moment where you want to release all your inhibition. You want to pray and ask your ancestors to help you, to assist you. Ask Oladulo Mare, the God of the universe, to assist and aid you. Ask your Ori to continue to give you a clearer vision and make the way plain and clear so that you can see. This is a time when you're standing on holy ground to seek that. If you're looking for an understanding, a divination, if you're looking for an answer, if you're challenged by something, if you're ill and need healing, while you're here and the frequency is vibrating, now is the time to get the things you need for your help. It is present here today. We do not summons the ancestors here for the sake of summoning. Healing is yours. Prosperity is yours. All manners of illness can be dealt with when the spirit is present. Do not think it's strange that I call on the frequencies just for the sake of calling. I'm calling so the airways you can tap into the power here and now. Think not it's strange that we're talking about a frequency. A prayer, ladies and gentlemen, is nothing but a frequency and a behavior modification to get things to change that you are submitting to the universe. Tell the universe about it. Talk to the trees. Tell the willow what you need. Tell the rivers how you love to talk to Yamanja and you need Yamanja to come in. I want to say a special prayer for those women that might be confused as their femininity. I want to say a special prayer that Yamanja will begin to permeate this universe and talk to the women and tell them of their femininity and the beauty of being a woman. I want the woman to know that if a man never comes in your life, you're still a woman. That does not take away from you being a feminine queen. You must carry yourself in that way. God will send a good man to you. And all men are not bad. Men have been set aside for you, a special one. You have to seek ye the kingdom first, and all things will be added unto you. Do not think it strange that you might be alone in this hour, but you're never alone. God said he would be your husbandry. And think on those things and get the mind of Christ. And with the mind of Christ, you can settle everything. Do not let yourself be wasted away. You are a female. You are not a man. Do not think it's strange for you to want a man aside, beside you. That is a good thing. Do not give up on your men. Do not say, I don't want a man anymore. I've been hurt too many times. Constantly seek your husband. He is available and waiting for you. You need only ask the universe for what it is you need. Every woman needs a husband by her side. And every man needs a good wife by his side. Do not think that it's strange. It is important that we put things together in the hierarchy and structure that God ordained. God ordained the family and marriage. Remember that. I don't care if it's an institution where you complete a contract. It's a marriage. But do not shack up and waste your time away. Enjoy the fulfillment of being married and engaged and courtship. It is all important. Now think on those things. God will bring blessings to you and your household. When one or two are gathered together, there he will be in the midst of you. It is easy to labor with two than it is to labor alone. I know this because I've labored for 35 years with a man, and I know the benefits of having a man in your household. So don't think it's strange, and don't cover up by wanting to become a man, sagging your pants, wearing your hair like a man, cutting your hair off. It is a disgrace. You want to be a part of the female race. You want to be connected. And men, you likewise. You want to be a man and structured and designed as a man that God has created you. What's between your legs is your own business. But carry yourself in a manner that a man should. We are going to have to get this thing straight about who we are and what God created us to be. And God knows that I'm speaking the truth. And he will shine down upon us and give us a way and give us a direction for ourselves to get our family back in order. This was on my heart to say today, ladies and gentlemen. This was on my heart. And I know it was meant for somebody in the listening audience. To God be the glory. We're going to proceed on with our fourth segment, ladies and gentlemen. And our fourth segment of the show this evening is how to pay homage to Oromola. Let me try to regurgitate and go over a little bit of review. For some of you who might not know who Oromola is, I'd like to familiarize you with Oromola. Oromola is the prophet that was at the right hand of God at your inception. He witnessed your request to come here to this earth. He sees all and knows all. Whenever a divination is done, Oromola is summoned, and Oromola is asked to give a divination of your destiny, your purpose, the meaning for you coming to this earth. I'd like to read you some information in reference to this topic. But I also wanted to do a little review because some of you might have been present during the first segment when we were talking about religion, and we had a list of questions that we wanted to ask. I want to put those questions before you again for those people who might have missed that segment, and then we're going to go right into paying homage to Oromola. But right now we're going to pay a few bills, and I'm going to take a station identification so I can be right back at you in the air so I can recuperate from our little ritual here. My Best Friend.
My Best Friend, arranged by the author Sherelle Omeika Bidiako Garth. I wrote a thesis. No, I'm not a doctor studying in amniocentesis. About the effect that the female had on the black man. It was time somebody took a real stand in order to redeem man. My instructors and professors had applauded for me challenging such a topic that had long been avoided. In my effort to find my best friend, it had led me to a place of no real end, realizing in reality that we both existed in total duality. The document was submitted for publishing to Juwanza Kanjufu after it had been read by Teju. He soon wrote back with publishing instruction, only now I can't get my writing on for so much disruption. In due time, I guess, or maybe even in a good season. You know, all things usually work together for a reason. This task has appeared to lead me down a different path, which has now held up my draft. Moreover, what I ponder, what made me write about the black man, I wonder, while in my struggle to find my best friend, led me to a place of no real end, that we both existed in total duality. I was searching as if I was under a spell, which had my inhibition backed up, like mail, lock, stock, and barrel. Father, I hope you'll be able to forgive me for not first attempting to look within. In my struggle to find my best friend, realizing in reality we both existed in total duality. In my final effort to complete this thesis, I had to research all the original pieces, rhyme upon rhyme, serving up no hymns before their time in order to bring a new flavor of line, while collecting these legendary species to collaborate with this foreign thesis. I had to consult with the priests on the topic of discussion to avoid any future repercussion in my struggle to find my best friend, which had led me to a place of no real end.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining me on this segment. We're about to start our fourth segment of Neophyte Training. But I'd like to do a prayer in Yoruba, the prayer of prayer and praises. Iba Luwo, Iba Jobena, Iba Akoda, Iba Aseda, Iba Aran, Iba Baba, Iba Yeye, Iba Yeye Baba, Iba Duba, Iba Ikan, Iba Okoda. And in translation, the poem says, inspire me, diviner of sacred forest. Inspire me, assistance. Inspire me, Okoda. Inspire me, Aseda. Inspire me, Areba. Inspire me, Father. Inspire me, Mother. Inspire me, ancestors. And all who I have not named, I invoke you also, and please don't forget me. Iba Luo, Iba Jabana, Iba Ifa, Iba Lotone, Iba Elede. In reading the Yoruba language, it's very important that you understand that the tones are high and low tones, and most of Yoruba language is sung. And if you ever get the opportunity to access any lessons in learning how to speak Yoruba, it's a very elegant, beautiful word. As a matter of fact, when we say Alafia, people at one time thought it was an African language, but however, I was told that it is not a Yoruba language. However, it is sung with the high and low tones. So there is opportunities for you can gain materials and learn the language. And you must practice it every day, ladies and gentlemen, so that it will help you to learn your native tongue. Okay? Now, I'd like to read one more for you, and we're going to do the translation first. Let me do the poem first. Ifa Orumala Ate Mose Akun Ope Ile Eke Masejo Ko Boni Miole Le Iwune Zambe Bonayi Mi Mine Bonayi Mine Miole Bonayi Ngebe Bonani Ajuba Miyoli Yewi Nanu Fa Yewi Nanufa, Yewa, Yewa Ifa, and in translation, the Ifa Oromala. This is a prayer to Oromala. I am here. I am your child. I have come now. Here is the four-legged animal that I am going to give you. Do not let me die. Do not let me become ill. Birds that pass in the night and speak the language of Nu. We invoke you, wild animals that pass in the night and speak the language of men. We invoke you, wild animals that cry in the night and take the name of those that are going to die. We invoke you, birds that pass in the night, and give the names of those that are going to be born. It is you who offer this, the pass for Ifa. Come take this for Ifa. Me, I don't have the ashe. I don't have the ashe. Now, the word ashe is mean power. We can ask our ancestors for the ashe, which means it will give us the power, the authority. Now, I'd like to get right into how to pay homage to Oromala. As I told you, Oromala is a prophet. Oladulamare is the Almighty God, the creator of the universe. Alede is the creator of the outer courts of heaven. Ori is the Godhead that has been assigned to you and I. Now, an offering for Oromala. It was an old dude that was written to show us how to pray to Oromala. And the morning prayer Oromala has is, I offer you morning greetings in the name of my old dude. An old dude is a reading, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever reading that you've been given from the Baba Law is a reading that will give you instructions for your life. Just as you wake up every morning to offer greetings to Oladulamore, which is the Almighty God, you must bow down after washing your hands and face and pay homage to Oladulamore and Orumala. Orumala is a prophet. Oladulamore is the Almighty God in the African faith, the creator and the father of all existence. And we do the prayer in this manner. I thank you for bringing me to the beginning of another day, for guarding me through my sleep, to see this morning and to look forward to the choice of another day. I thank you most especially for not allowing me to offend my fellow men throughout yesterday, because you have ordained that to serve Ashe according to the divine laws, your children should be able to tell you every morning that they have succeeded in resisting the temptation to do any wrong against Oladulamore. The 102, the 100 divination, all the children of the Oromala, Elede, and Oladulamore, and the society in which they live. Furthermore, in accordance to the injunction, I have reference from the avenging all wrongs done to me by my relation, friends and foes, and help me also to neutralize all evil plans against me, just as you will neutralize any evil that I might be tempted to plan against my fellow men. Because as you have proclaimed that this is the universal secret of long life and enduring prosperity, protect me today as always from all danger and evil in my abode, place of work, and in any interacting with others. Now, you can add any other special desire to that prayer if you want to. And touch the ground when you do the prayer. Touch the ground now with your, and then with your head, you touch the ground in obedience to Oromala. Now, let me say this. Children, if you're in the room, mothers teach your children well. In order to honor an elder, one ancestor, when they come before you to speak, they lower their head. They touch the ground with their head, and they touch the hand, and they dobale you. This is called dobale, an honor and respect as if bowing your eyes lower than someone greater than yourself. That is what is done to Ashe every morning, which earns him the title of Abore and the Awa. This is the divinity who wakes up every morning to give thanks and praise to the Almighty One. On behalf of himself, all his children and followers, that is why he has enjoyed his adherence to do the same to him every morning, as long as they are able to offer such prayers in good faith and conviction. He promises to protect them throughout their lives. Now listen to this. Here's a promise that Oludumare and Oromolam gives you. If you do the prayer on a regular basis every morning, he promises to give you protection throughout your life. This Odu prayer, an instruction was taken from the Ifemish Volume 3 and complete work of Oludumare. Now, it goes on to say, and here's another example of the morning or evening prayer. Now, I taught you the morning prayer. You can create your own if you like or come back and listen to this one on demand. Now, here's the evening prayer to be said to the Holy Lord Oromola from the African-American spiritual tradition. So here's something where African-Americans and Africans have gotten together and created. This evening, most holy and blessed Lord Oromola, it is once more again that a few of your humble servants have come before you, knees bent and bowed and bodies bowed in the most humble manner that we know. We want to thank you, blessed Lord, for your last night's lying down and our morning's rising. We thank you for watching over us all night long while we slumbered and slept. We want to thank you for waking us up this morning, clothed in our right mind and with the proper exercise of our limbs. We are thankful to the many thousand gods upon whose shoulder we now stand. We pray, blessed Lord, that they rise ever higher in the spiritual realm of Ekole Olamum. We pray blessings, Lord, that they abide forever within the inner courts of heaven and in the presence of Oludumare, the Almighty God, the Almighty Infinite Lord of all worlds. We pray that the countless millions who died during the cataclysm, will find their way back home. We pray that they find a cool place with plenty of shade. We pray that they find a holy land filled with peace and love. We pray that our unborn children will find a better place down here in Endurance Sufferings Market. We pray that you continue to protect us from all hurt and harm and danger. We pray that you continue to bless us with blessings everlasting. Help us to stay on the path of righteousness, Lord. Truth and understanding, we pray that the eye-opener will open our eyes so that we can see. So that we can see. We pray this prayer. Amen. This was a prayer completed by African Americans and Yoruba people. It's a beautiful prayer. Now pray in that manner when going and laying down to go to sleep, remembering to rise with the prayer as well, Awa. This is for the AWOLs that I'm talking to, for those neophytes. This is how you pay homage to your Oludumare. When walking into the room and when you are about to do the prayer, you bow your head lower to the ground. You tap your head on the ground. You tap your hand on the ground. This is called dobale. You dobale your elders wherever they are. Never looking them in the eye when you walk in the room, you must dobale them. So ballet is a Yoruba term that you will definitely want to remember. Now, I'd like to spend some time teaching you about your shrine. Yes, you must have a shrine. You must have a shrine in order to be able to house your materials. And I'm going to tell you a simple way. There's many ways of doing this, but a very simple way. You definitely want, number one, candles. You want the names of your ancestors. You can also dress your table with flowers. Remember, this has to be grounded to the ground, somewhere lower to the ground, in a corner preferably, with a circle around it, okay? You put the photos of the deceased loved ones on your ancestral table. 9 glasses of water. You may even place a cup of coffee there or a cup of tea. Now, ancestors come from all walks of life. Some of them enjoy a little liquor. You may put a small bottle of liquor on your altar, unopened, of course, not for you to drink, but for your ancestors. You can also place a cigar there. Some people place a cigar there and periodically light the cigar. However, I'm telling you, don't leave a lit cigar anywhere. You might also want to set a table for your ancestors, a plate of food that you might think that they would enjoy, and maybe certain foods that you've cooked for them before. You also place incense on the table, okay? And any ancestral dolls or figurines that you might have around the house. Now, I also do something extra. I place a bell on my altar to remind myself to call my ancestors, to call them forward. And that bell is so very important so that you can awaken them. And I do something else that's a little different. Any objects that I might have held on to that belonged to my ancestors, such as my uncle was a harmonica player, I went and purchased a harmonica so that he can play every now and then for his enjoyment. I placed that on my altar. I also placed all the obituaries that I've collected from all of my deceased loved ones. I keep every one of them, and I bind them together and place them in the place of pictures I put there. Now, let me say this to you also, ladies and gentlemen. It is very important that you house your shrine in an area that is not going to be disrupted to the rest of the family. And you sometimes want to cover it and make sure that it's not exposed. The shrine is for the benefit for you when you conduct your rituals and service. This is very important for African-American families. I'm not telling families who are not African-American that this is what you do, but I'm telling the African-American families this is customary for Africans to have. And in most African families where they still honor the rituals of their ancestors, this is what they normally have. Now, however, you can limit that. You can do the 7 glasses of water instead of 9. Each one of these glasses of water must be grounded. You must make sure that you dedicate each one of these glasses of water back to your mother's spirit, your father's spirit, your ancestral spirit, Oludumare, Olurum. You dedicate these glasses back so that they're grounded, so that they have energy there. And you definitely want to frequently replace the water on a regular basis. Do not let the water run dry. Water has no enemy. Water knows no enemy, and it has currency. And currency must keep flowing, just like your life must keep moving. When your life becomes stagnant, you can notice that the water is stagnant. You don't want the water to become stagnant. You definitely want to make sure that the water is moving, just like you want the currency in your life to be moving. Some traditionalists would place their shrines in a corner of a room or on the floor. This is good for the space. It can be respected, but you definitely want to draw a circle around it. Okay? Preferably putting your 9 glasses of water up front and your tea right in front. Some people put their shrines in a corner of their basement, and that is appropriate too. You might even want to put a cane there if you want to do that. Now, this material is basically given to the neophytes. It's not made available to you. If you were in a regular classroom, you would get these materials upon paying your fee to become initiated. Because you're not paying a fee here, you must seek out these materials online. You can find some of them online. However, mine are not being made for sale. In our initiation for the priesthood, it's a little bit different, okay? And this is not to initiate you in the priesthood, but to take you on a journey to show you how to acknowledge rituals. Okay? So another prayer here I would like to read for to you. And this is a prayer that, I want to wait for that. But I will tell you this much. It's very important that you remember that white is a very important color for you during the time that you're praying. And you also want to make sure that when you're communing, you cover yourself in white. And you go into private when you're praying and calling on your Ori, and when you're calling on Olu Mare, you call on them in privacy. This is where you're communing and praying and spending this time alone. And I'm not saying go to church to do this. This is a place where you can do it on your own, in your own time, and set the dates and time that you want to do this. Okay? Let's see. This is neophyte training, and neophytes need to know this. Now, I wanted to go back to the lesson that I had talked to you about, a little bit about the purpose of religion and how it came about. And this is for the students. Now, remember, there's a lot of other people that are listening into this segment, and I want you to understand that this has been set aside for the neophyte. If you are studying this and would like to have more information, you must go out and seek this information. I am not making things available to only those people who are neophytes, and the materials, as I indicated before, are not made available in this class. There's a prophet of Islam we call Muhammad, and there's a prophet of Judea called Moses, and there's a prophet of Christianity called Jesus. The question is, who is the African prophet, ladies and gentlemen? If you're out there in the audience and you have an answer to that, please do call in. Or did the Supreme Being ever reveal anything to the Africans south of the Sahara? Did the African people living in south of the Sahara receive a holy scripture that was revealed by the Supreme Being? Did the African prophet incarnate in the planet Earth like Muhammad, Jesus, or Buddha? The Holy Oromalah, the abandonment, is the prophet and the voice of the absolute Supreme Being. Ele Oromalah is both God and man, the major prophet and divine spokesperson of the Akkadian land, Africa, the spiritual system, its saving and roots, its only direct link with the Holy Trinity and the deity, Oromalah Ilede Oladulamare. In short, Ile Oromalah is the projection into the world of humanity, or that single essence from which, in the spiritual world, even the Holy Trinity, the deity, the divinity. Likewise, the entire African system derived from Ile, a mighty archangel, beloved of God, always there, must be initiated as a priest of Ifa, for whom to live is to know, to love, to serve Ile. There never can be a time past, present, or future when this is not so, till sun shall rise and set no more, that we do not know them. Is no proof that they do not exist. We deceive ourselves to think otherwise. Ilede Oromalah came to the earth and incarnated as a human being, six times, making seven times in all, if we include his very first visit as the Great Spirit. There are 16 principal Odus and 240 Odu branches, bringing the total Odus to 256. The verse attached to each one Odu is 1,680, making a total of 430,080. Verses of ways of expressing of Ifa. Ifa is known by the great many deceptive and attributed names, among which are the following: Oromalah, heaven knows him or her who will be saved. The being from death honors and pays Asinus. Okay. The ruler draws blessings and prosperity after him. who sleeps in the mist of honor. Now, ladies and gentlemen, because time is rolling up on us, I am going to discontinue this segment, and we will be back at you in the air tomorrow, same time, same place. And I want you to know that we want you to continue to study to show yourself approval. Our workmen needed not to be ashamed, but studying the right knowledge. And in understanding the right knowledge, you can become familiar with African tradition and African priesthood. So all you Iwas and trainees, continue to train and say your prayers. And remember that this time has been set aside for you for the initiate. And I'd like to thank you, and I'd like you to join us in Ujima.
Let's call the night.
very much, ladies and gentlemen, for going all the way with your Omi. You have your Omi Eka 7 in the house, the advisor you need, and the advocate you certainly want. I want you to lock in that phone number for tomorrow, 646-478-0272. And we'd like to send a shout-out into the atmosphere for our neighboring radio station, Harambe. Brother Delani Oman, how are you, brother? Keep up the good work and keep pressing forward. And we send 3 shout-outs into the atmosphere. Harambe, Harambe, Harambe. And we say, keep up the good work, Delani. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give you your world back in just a few minutes, but I want to leave you with one or two things. I want you to remember the family structure is very important, and we're going to have to fight here on this universe to bring about the family structure again, white, blacks, Jews, Gentiles. We're going to have to fight. There is a struggle and a fight for the minds of our children. And to distort our children, to move our children away from us, to change our children's thoughts about what we put in them. The good work that we started in our children, do not let it be spoken of as evil. We must get behind our children, show them how family structure is to be designed, help them to structure strong families, and we must be the epitome of the example of what good families are. And if we don't do anything, keep the child in the center, protect the child, guard the child with all of your might, because the child is our future. And for those women out there, I know we can do it. We're going to have to stay feminine and loving and kind. So whatsoever things is lovely, whatsoever things be of a good report, we're going to have to think on those things. This will draw good men to us. I know it will. You'll be surprised at how many invitations you'll have, women, for someone to offer you up your hand and ask for your hand in marriage. Don't be dismayed. Don't be confused. And don't be lost. Most of all, know that there is somebody out there for you. Just wait. And when you've done all you can, just remain a student and wait. And learn everything you can to become a good spouse and a good wife. It will come in time. God will send you a good husband. Don't shut down and don't turn away from what has naturally been designed for you. And certainly don't turn to the opposite sex. There's nothing that God wouldn't do for you. He's collected your tears, woman. He stored all of them. He knows your heart, and he knows the work you've done, and he wants to reward you. He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So wait on the Lord. He will bring you that good master, that good servant, that husband. It's a good thing for a man to find a wife, woman. You're not to be looking. Let him find. I know there's one out there looking for me right now. And I'm summoning him here to you and me. So just wait. In due time, you will be fulfilled in all your desires. And men, remember that there is some good thing out there waiting for you. There's good women everywhere. And all you need to do is lower your standards to the point of having a helpmate. Because that's all God told you to look for was a helpmate. And he's created one for you. She's available to you. She's out there waiting. I want our families to come together, unite, and become one. A structured family is very, very hard to come by these days. We can do it. We can bring the family back together. I know we can. And with the help of us guiding and teaching and admonishing, I'm on these airwaves to offer up teaching. I'm making it available. Information is plentiful today. We can bring families back together. It is not a difficult job. With love, we can cover a multitude of sin. I'm putting love in the atmosphere today. Love is what I'm sending in the atmosphere. It will be getting more love. That's what I'm sending out to the atmosphere today, love. And whoever will grab hold to it will be getting more love and more love. And you will have the desires of your heart. I decree that for you today. Go and seek love and give love, and you will get love. I say baba booey to you, y'all, and oh, double.